The government's giving the thumbs down to the idea of privately run managed isolation facilities in the short term. Those behind the idea of pay-as-you-go isolation hotels say borders could reopen to international students, highly skilled foreign workers and wealthy tourists. Jonathan Mitchell with this report.
It's been dubbed managed isolation with all the bells and whistles. But despite high-level enthusiasm by sector leaders yesterday, the reality has come crashing down today. The public, for one, aren't so sure.
I think on by and large it's working, yeah. I don't know why we would privatise it. It'd probably end up costing even more.
I think it's working. Don't try and fix it if it's not broken.
No, personally, I still feel like the responsibility falls on the government. And I know that they've still had their mistakes, but I feel like that they should be accountable for what's coming in and out of the country. They should monitor it most. I trust the government more than I trust the private sector.
Infectious diseases specialist Susie Wiles is sceptical too.
We don't want to be like Victoria.
She says the military-controlled facilities are the way to go.
They've shown us what it takes. It's about process, it's about adhering to those rules, and I am concerned that we don't have any good evidence that the private sector alone could do that.
The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says managed isolation and quarantine hotels are run with strict rules and private organisations would have to follow them too.
Extension into private arrangements would have to fulfil very stringent public health criteria, and that's our role. And we've seen that actually the value of those is we haven't had cases coming out of our managed isolation and quarantine yet into the community, and we're absolutely are committed to keeping it that way.
The Minister in charge of isolation facilities, Megan Woods, says Victoria's COVID-19 struggles show the benefit of having the military in charge.
But what we've seen in Victoria actually is a pullback from privatised isolation facilities to bringing in the Defence Forces in Australia to run those facilities. That what I want to be absolutely sure of as the Minister who has responsibility for these facilities, of whose responsibility for making sure that we're keeping people in, that we're keeping them safe and we're keeping that strong line of defence.
She says the government's not currently considering the idea of going private.
At the moment, we've got defence, we've got police, we've got security, as well as all the other staff at our facilities, and that's absolutely critical to making sure our facilities are working well.
Business leaders say it could be possible to set up privately managed isolation hotels by early next year. They're now drumming up support to come up with a plan to convince the government. For Checkpoint's Court, Jonathan Mitchell-Aho.